Exercise 5B, page 108. Recording 1.
Hi, Terry. I'm going to the canteen to eat my lunch. I know you're too busy to leave your desk, but would you like me to pick you up a sandwich?
No, thanks, Linda. I've just ordered a pizza. It will be delivered in a quarter of an hour. You're welcome to a slice if you like.
No, I'm watching my weight, so I'm trying to avoid fast food these days.
I know what you mean. I really shouldn't be eating it either. Not only is it unhealthy, but it's also quite expensive. I'm not even fond of the taste. It's just that I don't have the time to cook these days. It's so easy to pick up the phone and it's here in 15 minutes.
Well, my doctor told me that if you have a busy lifestyle, then it's even more important to have a balanced diet. Fast food doesn't have the nutrients to give you the energy you need throughout the day. I know you exercise regularly at the gym, but that's not enough to stay healthy. Somehow you've got to find the time to prepare healthy food at home.
You've got a point. Maybe I just need to manage my time better.
Recording 2.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to The Food Show on FM 406. This is Bob Bernard, and today I'd like to talk about the topic of ready-made meals. They're also called TV dinners and can mostly be found in the frozen food section in supermarkets. Basically, they usually contain a frozen meal of meat and vegetables on a plastic tray with a plastic knife and fork. All you have to do is bring it home and heat it in a microwave or oven. For one, these meals are very convenient. People with busy lifestyles who don't have the time to cook can have a full meal ready to eat in minutes. But are TV dinners just another form of unhealthy fast food? When food is frozen, it loses a lot of its taste. For this reason, TV dinners usually have lots of extra salt, and this is very bad for the health. Is it worth the convenience? The lines are open now, so call in or text your views to 14655. We'll be back after this short commercial break.